ever wanted to break out of your cubicle and into a business where you can call the shots? You Break Guy Fix is looking for passionate self-starters interested in a franchise opportunity in the booming electronics repair industry. At You Break Guy Fix, we help reconnect people to the devices that they rely on so that they can get back to what matters most. This is a big responsibility. And from the moment you join our family, our franchisees are provided with the resources and support to bring affordable and convenient electronics repair to your community. Did we mention that with amazing partners like Samsung and Google, You Break I Fix franchisees also have access to the highest quality parts and personalized training out there, as well as specialized tools? It's true. And it's also easy to visit youbreakifix.com/franchising and learn more about your big break at your very own You Break I Fix.
This is Howie with the Howlin' Wolf, and you're listening to Tina and Jeff with Plurs Truly.
Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is Tina and Jeff with Plurs Truly. Hey, Jeff. Happy Tuesday. How are you?
I am dry, which is a blessing on this Tuesday.
Yes, we have had some very unfortunate weather the last 24 hours, and our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody in Lake Charles, Lafayette, Baton Rouge. If you've been following me on social media for the last 24 hours, I've been posting about it on Plurs Truly, on my personal account, as well as our Louisiana Strong Facebook group, which is the relief group for disasters. And in this case, it is a terrible rainstorm that caused flooding again to Lake Charles and parts of Baton Rouge that they just flooded a couple of years ago. As y'all all know, Lake Charles just had issues last hurricane season with Hurricane Laura, as well as when we had that crazy snowy ice storm, whatever you want to call it, a couple months ago.
Yep.
And they had issues from that too. So my heart breaks for them, because some of those people that I've talked to literally just got their homes repaired, just finished their repairs a couple weeks ago. I mean, that's just heartbreaking, heartbreaking. So we are thinking about y'all, and I'm going to continue to share everything on social media. We're getting some information starting to come in for assistance for free meals that are going to start on Thursday, as well as supplies that are going to be coming in from church groups and nonprofits. So definitely follow us on social media, on Twitter, and then join the Louisiana Strong Facebook group, because that's where I'm posting everything. And I welcome anybody that sends pictures and information to me as well, because that's how we're doing this. We're doing this all via networking. And I know, Jeff, you went out there today yourself. Yeah. You were in Baton Rouge, so you saw it firsthand as well.
Yeah, got a firsthand view of it. And, you know, the interstate through Baton Rouge has been closed since last night. And they were getting all the traffic had to get off at Highland, which is, of course, the southern tip of Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
And water still, even this afternoon, trying to come back. I was going there, and it's an hour from my front door to Baton Rouge. And I was going there. I needed to be there for about 25 minutes. I left at 8 o'clock this morning. Should have been back at noon. I was back at 4, just because it took that long to get around. It is really a mess. There are cars just littered all over the place. We talked about the apartment complex that's got water halfway through the first floor. They were doing boat evacuations out of there last night and this morning. And it's really heartbreaking to see that firsthand. And unfortunately, the forecast doesn't clear up for another day or so. So there's still some rain that's coming down, spotty here and there. It's supposed to be another round of rain this evening. And of course, what we saw in Lake Charles yesterday was just an onslaught of storms. And you get these trailing storms that come in out of the Gulf. This is all part of a low pressure system that's sitting over southeastern Louisiana and has been moving its way from that edge being at Lake Charles and then moving further to Lafayette, moving further to Baton Rouge. And now that end is kind of at the New Orleans stage, and you get the daytime, you know, kind of light rain. You get heavier periods of rain. But once those trailing storms come through, there was no stopping it. Last night, right off of Highland, I think they said in a 7-hour period, it was 13 and a half inches of rain.
13 to 16 inches of rain fell in Baton Rouge and Ascension Parish. 13 to 16 inches of rain. And thankfully, the weather has cleared up. Like you said, it's just been a little bit of light rain today. So it's given some break. You know, the ground obviously is not going to dry in a day. But I mean, it, at least it's something to get these, get the pumps, get that water off the streets, and hopefully offer some relief. But it is just absolutely heartbreaking and devastating to see that Lake Charles had to go through this again. And it always seems to happen at night. That's the worst part about it, because you can't see what's going on. I mean, you're literally, people are, they're sitting in their homes, and the meteorologists, you know, they do a really good job of predicting these storms, but you just don't know the volume of what's going to fall, because these storms can stall literally at the last second. And when they sit over you like that, just like a hurricane. You know, we always talk about hurricanes. A category one that's moving slowly is worse than a cat three or four. Right. Because, I mean, it will dump so much. And then you've still got the winds to deal with. So it's sitting over you. And, you know, I just hope and pray. And I said this last night on social media, and it's, and it truly, I mean it with my bottom of my heart. I am scared for hurricane season this year, because I feel like we've had so many volatile storms the last couple of months. You know, every time we, the weather, they talk about thunderstorms, it's always severe weather. We didn't have much of a winter, which is usually, you know, a telltale to what our hurricane season is going to be like. And we've escaped a lot of major storms.
We had a mild winter, and it was a longer than normal mild winter. But we had really nice weather. And even as of this week, we had mornings that were in the low 60s.
Beautiful.
That is beautiful, beautiful mornings. And it's uncharacteristic for our region to see that at this point. We're already usually tipping that 90 degree point right now. And now they were saying that this weekend would probably be the first 90. Now they're backing off of that. So even though we're not seeing the intense heat, we're now getting this period of just massive rainfall and a lot of moisture in the atmosphere. And the ground is completely saturated. It doesn't take much for things to flood. It doesn't take much. You talk about these historic oaks that line all throughout Southeast Louisiana. These become endangered at this point because the ground is wet. They're very heavy. The ground doesn't have the consistency to keep it. I saw it today, trees that were toppled over, not because of lightning, not because of wind, but just because the ground gave out. Power lines across Highland and Baton Rouge were down because the ground just gave out. It's too saturated. So,
and people want to have clay here, you know? Yeah, they're like, y'all are so nervous when it, I said, you don't understand though. When you deal with hurricanes like we do for months in on out, and now in the spring, we're dealing with those volatile storms. That's the only way I can explain it. And people don't realize hurricane season is literally just a couple of weeks away.
We're already getting the
pre-shows on all the news stations, you know, to develop a hurricane evacuation plan and, you know, have your supplies together and know where you're going to go. And they do these every year, like usually about a week to 10 days before hurricane season starts. The news, the meteorologists and the news put out these shows, and it's basically just telling you to prep, which we all know this already, but I mean, you know, we have a lot of people that move in and out of the area. So some people that live here now have never experienced a major hurricane and don't realize what contraflow is and, you know, all those other things that go with it. So yeah, we're 2 weeks out from that. But not only that, on a positive note, we have so many events coming up in New Orleans. Starting, you know, a couple of weeks ago with the Crawfish Festival. This weekend, we have the Home and Remodel Show in the Lamar Dixon. Hogs for a Cause, which we talked about last year, which is a great organization. They postponed their 2020 event. It is now on and scheduled June 4th and 5th. So, I mean, there's so many things coming up. The fall is just like festival central. I mean, we've got Voodoo Fest, Buku, Jazz Fest. I mean, you name it, it's going on. One of our first major concerts back in New Orleans, Kane Brown, if you're a country music fan, he's got his concert scheduled. I think he's one of the first major ones to come back. So, I mean, there's just so much going on in New Orleans. But on top of it, we got this crazy weather. We got hurricane season coming on. So it's just, yeah, we are weather watchers here. Because, I mean, most of our events are outdoors to begin with. Even before COVID, a lot of our events that we're known for here in the city are outdoor events. I mean, it just the Jazz Fest at the fairgrounds, I mean, is two-weekend-long event. And there's been times in the past where it was a little uncomfortable, hot, or it would rain and it was sloppy and messy, but still thousands of people were out there having a good time. Right. Now we've moved it to the fall. Yeah, now we've moved it to the fall, which I think is going to be a lot more pleasant for us because we're not going to be in the middle of that, you know, rainy, muggy season. We're going to be closer to fall. It's going to be interesting to see how that works. Cause I mean, if it's a success, will they consider moving it?
Well, you know, I looked at, and it's interesting. We put all these things together and we say, well, you went from these horrible storms to festival season. You go, you know, right now, this is a really odd time for us because generally we get finished with the festival season and then we hunker down for hurricane season and the summer heat, and we don't do much of anything. The Summer Fest is one of the Satchmo Summer Fest, which isn't happening this year, is one of the only events that really happened during the summertime. New Orleans in the summer is a ghost town. You get great deals. Restaurant Week happens in June every year.
Yes.
And that's because that's a time when nobody is coming to dine in New Orleans. Nobody's staying at the hotels. Nobody's staying at Bourbon Street's pretty empty. This is the dead season we're going into. And it's because of the heat and the hurricanes. But this year we're having that happening first. And then we're kind of going into the storm like a captain of a ship, you know, we just got to get to daylight. And we see this September to October, which is going to be the busiest time in the history of this city, I am predicting right now, because the last two weekends of September and every weekend and most weekdays during October have some major event. And when I talk about a major event, I'm talking about something that's going to require massive police presence.
Yes.
Something that's going to keep the airport busy.
Hotels booked up.
Hotels booked up. If you want to see something astonishing, if you're really wanting to take a trip somewhere this year, October, plan to come to New Orleans. It doesn't matter what weekend you come. There's going to be something.
Every single weekend. Starts with French Quarter Fests, which is the end of September. Mm-hmm. Through October 3rd. Then we've got Jazz Fest. We've got Buku Fest, a fried chicken fest. Then we have Voodoo Fest. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on. And on top of that, the Saints schedule just came out.
Right.
So there is a two huge games on holidays. We are playing on Halloween. How cool is it for New Orleans and the whole mystique with voodoo and just everything that goes with that to have a home game against who? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Halloween. Right. I mean, and how great is it? Because it's a 3:25 game. So you're going to get out early enough. You get out, you know, back into your car, 7 o'clock. The quarter's going to be packed. The restaurants are going to be packed. It's just a good weekend. And then after that, Thanksgiving. We've got a Thanksgiving game at home on Thursday Night Football against Buffalo. And the Bills Mafia is an incredible fan base, just like the Saints, very loyal. They travel well. They're a cool fan base. So they're going to be here in town on a Thursday. They're not going to fly in on Thursday morning and then go to the game. They're going to come in a couple of days ahead of time.
And so, they're going to party. They're going to have a good old time.
And so when you say, like, I think New Orleans is not going to be in fall season. We're going to be in festival season because it's going to be nothing but nonstop partying here from September to like the end of November. Like I said, the weather is gorgeous, you know, providing we don't have this crazy weather, but this crazy storms that are going on, but the weather is gorgeous. I got married in November for that exact reason. Yeah. Number one, because I had to be married on a bye week. Because I wasn't missing a Saints game. And number two, I didn't want to deal with hurricanes and I didn't want to deal with rain. You know, a lot of spring brides, it's a huge time for bridal season is in the spring to get married. But I didn't want to deal with the weather, the unpredictability of it. So we got married in November and it was perfect. The weather was absolutely gorgeous. I didn't miss a Saints game because we got married on a Sunday. It was absolutely perfect weather, beautiful. In fact, I was actually a little bit warm. And another cool thing is for you, any of you brides out there listening, if you get married in the fall and you buy a spring or summer dress, it's a lot cheaper because it's considered out of season.
Right. So, right.
Gave y'all a little Tina's tip there to save some money, because who doesn't want to do that?
That works perfectly. I tell you, the last Halloween Saints game I remember was the game against the Steelers.
Oh
yeah. That game, what year was that? 2006, 2007, somewhere in that ballpark. But I tell you what, that night was so much fun. And everybody was, either team, both teams, everybody was coming in costume, and it was a massive party. And New Orleans has become already a massive Halloween city. Of course, Crew of Boo will be back next year. Like, it is just going to be unbelievable in this town. And
to answer your question, it was 2010.
2010. See, I was in the ballpark. You know, right.
And they called it Boudat. That was like the nickname. They were calling it Boudat because it, you know, just play on words. But yes, Steelers fans were here in costume. I mean, we have our super fans here, the Saints super fans that are in costume every week anyway. But I mean, there was just more people that were out in costume, and it was everywhere. Even if you weren't at the game, you were in Champion Square, French Quarter, Bourbon Street, people were dressed up. It was just, it was an awesome atmosphere. I mean, like I said before, yeah, I'm partial because I'm a New Orleans girl, but nobody parties like New Orleans does. And I mean, for those kind of events like Halloween and a Saints game, that's really cool. Yeah. You can't ask for a better city, because we celebrate, like, we literally celebrate Halloween here. We have a lot of events for Halloween here. I mean, we've got the haunted houses, you know, they got the swamp tour, they have the cemetery tours, that, you know, you can go to the voodoo shops in the quarter. I mean, it's just, it's the mystique of New Orleans with all that goes with that. So you throw in a holiday like Halloween, and then you throw in a Saints game there too. I mean, it's party city. It's Boudat time, baby.
It's the best of all worlds when we get to that. And you mentioned one that was coming up in June that I think is one of the coolest events. Normally it happens in May, and that's the New Orleans Food and Wine Experience.
Yes. Yes, June 8th.
Incredibly excited about. Tina, have you ever been to the NOFI?
I haven't. And last year was going to be my actual first year to go, but then it was canceled and it became a virtual thing, which we actually talked about on the show. But last year, actually, I was actually attending it last year. I had plans to. It would have been my first one. Yes.
This is an event. And I've tried to explain to people that haven't gone, because a lot of people will look at the price of the ticket and you say, okay, this is a $150 ticket for what they call the grand tasting. But let me tell you, $150 might be something you would drop on a dinner for two at a nice restaurant. And then you factor in the drinks. You might be at $200, $250 real fast. You go to this event and you are tasting the city's best dishes, and you are sampling every drink, cocktail, everything else under the sun. Mm-hmm. It is such a great time. It is something that I think, you know, a lot of cities have their own little taste of event. You know, you have, when I lived in Arizona, there was a Taste of Tucson at weekend that all the restaurants did little things. And when I lived in outside of Atlanta, there was the Taste of Marietta or the Taste of Kennesaw or whatever. And all of these little events, this is like one of those, but on a massive amount of steroids. And it is so much fun. I highly recommend that you check that out. That happens throughout the convention center. There are cooking demonstrations that happen the entire time.
Yes, there's, you get to meet some of the chefs firsthand.
And I think every restaurant in this town is represented, and they all do something different and unique. And if you walk out of there hungry, I think you really have to think about your choices in life. You know?
And you know, nonprofits and charities are close to my heart. I love helping and being able to give back. The cool thing about this New Orleans Wine and Food Experience is that 100% of the proceeds go to support culinary education. So every year they pick a couple of different nonprofit groups to recognize and donate to. I think it was 2019, it was Cafe Reconcile and the New Orleans Culinary Hospitality Institute. I don't think they've announced who it was, but Chef John Fulce, everybody knows him here in the area. His Culinary Institute was a beneficiary, Delgado Community College School of Culinary Arts. I mean, the money's going to a good cause. So not only are you getting great food, you're getting to see it up front and meet some of the chefs. Like Jeff said, you're not going to walk away hungry, but you're doing it for a good cause. You're getting something out of it, like really good out of it, but you're getting to do something good. So, and And my same thing with Hogs for the Cause. I feel like, you know, you get to go and have a good time and enjoy yourself, and you're spending money that's going to benefit others. It's a win-win. Yeah, and it is a great experience.
Really, it really is a great So,
I mean, there's just so, so many good places that you, I mean, like we're known for our food here, and it's not just like the big name restaurants. I was having this discussion with somebody the other day. It's not just Mother's and Emeralds and Commander's Palace. It's, you know, we've talked about it on the show before, these mom and pop places that nobody knows about. So to be able to experience you're not going to get a chance when you come here for a couple of days. I've lived here my whole life and there's still restaurants that I want to go try.
Exactly.
So you're not going to get that experience anywhere else. But if you get to go to this, it's like I said, it is a little pricey, but you're getting something for it. And you're getting a chance to experience stuff that you would never get to try. And just the wines themselves, if you're a wine drinker, they have wines from all over the world. Different tasting events. You not only get to try it, but they educate you about it, where it came from, how it's made. To me, that's interesting, especially because of my Italian background. But I mean, if you're a wine connoisseur, this is a really good opportunity to learn about something like that, because not everybody can take a trip to Napa. I mean, I know you do, Jeff, but
I'm special, right?
I know. Well, I mean, you know, you're doing a good thing. You're introducing those people over in California to crawfish. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's incredible. And they rave about them too. So,
and they have already talked about doing that this year and doing a wine pairing with crawfish in Napa, which I think is going to be
That would be awesome.
I'm looking forward to that. But you're right.
I wish I flew, because if I flew, I would join you.
You'd be all on it. But I tell you, you're right. You really do get to experience a lot of those wineries, and from the people who can really tell you, look, this is how you would want to match this up, or these are the wines that you would do this. They're not just trying to sell you wines. They're really trying to help you create a palate for wines, an experience, and how to enjoy them, not just at the experience, but going forward from that. When you want to have a wine night with your friends, you say, you know what, this wine paired so well with this. I want to do that in my house. You know?
And cooking is an art. And as an Italian, you know, growing up, my dad cooked a lot, and he cooked with wine. You have to know what to cook with, how much to use. And then also when you're pairing it with a meal, what to use. So, I mean, it's not only an experience in education, and some people don't care about that, but a lot of people that cook, you know, like you and I do, almost, you know, as an art of trying new things. Cause I know you share your recipes online. I do too. And especially with the pandemic and being home, I have tried and invented so many new things that I just never knew I had in me. But when you have the time to do it, you need to utilize it. And I am grateful, because I have learned a bunch of new recipes and tried a bunch of things that I never did before. But it's an art, and to get the experience and the education there, that to me is priceless. So the price of the ticket for what you're getting is well worth it. So if y'all can check that out, it is June 8th through the 13th. It's New Orleans Wine and Food Experience. You can go on their website, check out tickets. They even have links for hotels to stay at. And it's going to be a good time. It really is.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. And I plan on being back there this year myself. So really good time. But that's just another event that's here. You know, one thing I'm possibly thinking about checking out tonight. Tuesday nights has always been a long-standing night for the Rebirth Brass Band. And they've been playing at the Maple Leaf on Tuesday nights for, I think, 20 years, maybe even longer than that. And right now, Maple Leaf is going through a renovation project. And they are playing every Tuesday night right now at the Zony Mash Project, which is right there at the old Gem Theater off of Broad Street. That's a show that starts at 8 p.m., 8 to 10, right at the Gem Theater every Tuesday night. And it's a great little brewery. Zony Mash came in and built a really nice brewery there. They've got an outside entertainment area. We're seeing those shows coming back, which is so great. We talked to Howie from the Holland Wolf a couple of weeks ago, and they're doing their regular standing shows that are, you know, the Hot 8 show that's there every week.
And if you check out their event list on their social media pages, they are packed up for the next couple of months.
Blowing up, and we're starting to see the shows returning to Frenchman Street. We're starting to see the Courtyard shows showing back up. We talk about Robin Barnes, who had played the the Roosevelt Hotel Lounge for years and years. And now she's back either at the Roosevelt or she's at the Mont Lyon. Like we're seeing.
Yes. And actually we're going to have Robin Arn in a couple of weeks on our show.
I'm telling you, it's great to see those names starting to get back on the stages and not just doing shows from a front porch through a webcam. There's a real difference, but it was great while it was there. Don't get me wrong. But
I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I said this before, I think that needs to continue for people because we are still limited to how many attendees can be at these events because they're still, you know, doing their social distancing and not having packed shows. I still think at some level that they need to have those virtual events for people that can't make it out. Because these tickets are selling up so quick. I mean, if you go online and try to get tickets for Hawks for a Cause or the Howlin' Wolf when the Hot Eight's playing or Rebirth is playing or who was it a couple weeks ago? My mind just got like a brain freeze that he was one of the first ones to play back. Who was it? Oh my gosh, I can't think right now.
Even Big Sam's Funky Nation, had a big show that sold out.
These tickets are selling out so quickly. So I think they still need to do these virtual events for people that can't make it. Because, I mean, not everybody can sit in front of a cute computer and get that ticket so quickly, and they will sell out. So,
They're still doing the virtual shows. You can go to the WWOZ Livewire, which is a great resource to see all of the live music here in Louisiana. But you can see all of the virtual shows that are happening every single day, and then all of the shows that are happening live in person. So you have options. Even if you don't live in New Orleans, get yourself a taste of that music.
And I even suggested this to WWOZ about Jazz Fasting in Place, which was a hit again this year. Jazz Fest is in October this year. More than likely, it's going to move back to its normally scheduled time next year. But I think that they need to still do Jazz Fasting in Place, possibly in October.
Right, right.
And make it a thing every year. We'll have, you know, actual Jazz Fest in April, but have Jazz Fasting in Place in fall. And that gives people another chance to experience Jazz Fest that's not from here. And even locals like you and I who love just having an excuse to get out there, put our lawn chairs, listen to our music, barbecue, making an event. I think they need to do that. I really do. I know when we talked to Arthur Hardy on the show a couple weeks back, and we were talking about the exhibits that they had in City Park. And he mentioned that they're going to somehow incorporate something with that next Mardi Gras, hopefully if everything goes as scheduled. And I think they should, because I mean, that just adds another way to be able to celebrate the holiday. Just like we had the crew of house floats. That's going to become a thing every year. And why not? That's just more celebrating. We're going to have Mardi Gras next year, but let's just keep celebrating, celebrate in another way. It's not everybody can make it out to the parades. People that don't live here locally, that was a nationwide thing. I had people from all over the country sending me pictures. Those ones that I was sharing online just wasn't here in New Orleans and Louisiana. They were all over the country. People that don't live here anymore, that wanted to celebrate, that decorated. And I think it's cool. And I think it needs to continue. Right. And so yes, the pandemic was really difficult, but a lot of good things did come out of that. I mean, small things, but I mean, we got to take our victories when we can get them. I think it's pretty cool. Before we wrap, I got to touch on the Saints schedule because it came out. We were on vacation for a couple of weeks with the show. We had to take some downtime to regroup. But of course, you know, I've been marketing and I've been out there still listening to y'all's ideas and getting your thoughts for things and planning, getting our guests scheduled because we've got some great guests lined up for the next couple of months on the show. But got to talk about the schedule. First game, we open against Green Bay and we have no idea who we are playing.
Is it
going to be Aaron Rodgers? Because it is a trouble city over there right now. He has told players he doesn't want to be there. The relationship between him and the GM is not good. It came out like the weekend of the draft that he doesn't want to play. I mean, literally the Aaron Rodgers news took over the draft.
Right.
Like that's all they were talking about. And so we don't know who we're going to play. Is it going to be Jordan Love?
to be fair, they don't really know who they're playing either. So it is a question mark matchup, but still a marquee matchup regardless.
Yes. And there's some Saints fans out there that want us to make a trade for Aaron Rodgers. So I mean, I'm not, look, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I think it was like 99.9% that that's not happening. But if it did, how crazy would that week one matchup be? But it ain't happening. It ain't happening. But, you know, y'all, Saints fans, y'all can dream. So, but it is. I mean, that we're opening up against Green Bay. That's the schedule this year is actually really favorable. I mean, we have an early bye week. That's my only complaint. But, I mean, we've got 17 games. We're at Carolina, at the Patriots, playing New York, you know, Washington football team, which I really hope they have a new name soon because I'm tired of saying that. It's a mouthful. But then we have our bye week. Like but we realistically could start the season 4-1, which that's not bad.
4-1. Okay. Well,
I mean, that's not bad. I mean, I really
I've marked your guess down already, but I don't think it's bad. And I think it's possible. Problem is this team has a lot of things that are happening.
And there's a lot of question marks,
a lot of question marks. And there are a lot of roles that still need to be filled and need to see how these players are going to come through camp. I don't think we're going to know anything until we get closer to the preseason and we really start to see what people are going to be plugged where. At that point, I can start making guesses about games. But right now I go, we could be anywhere from 16-0 to 0-16.
17.
Right. I still have to get that.
But it's really not a bad schedule. My only complaint really, honestly, was that early bye week. That was the only complaint. We didn't have any of those stupid 3 weeks in a row road games. We have a lot of primetime games, which fans were surprised over that, especially losing Drew Brees. But also on the flip side, you know, Mike D, and we were talking about this team, the core of the team is still in place. We lost Drew Brees, but I mean, we still have a lot of talent there. And if Jameis Winston has what Sean Payton has faith in him and we see it on the field. That's the problem. We don't know. We haven't seen it. We know what he did when he was with Tampa. But, I mean, they attributed that to his medical issues with his vision. He's gotten LASIK. He's young. He's mobile. He's got an arm. We've been seeing the workout videos online. I mean, he's been really grinding out in the offseason. So, if he has what – and I trust Sean Payton – because he's our coach and I am not a coach and I'm not a scout and they obviously see something there. So I have faith in them. But I mean, all too, Jameis Winston's on a 1-year deal. So this is prove it. You either show us, you know, what we think you have or you're gone next season. He won't be here.
That's right.
So, you know,
shut up as they used to say.
Yes. And I mean, because I am a Saints fan and not a player and I love Drew Brees, but he is no longer a Saint. I will always be grateful for everything he did. But Jameis Winston is now our quarterback. Taysom Hill is also our quarterback and our tight end and wide receiver. But I mean, I believe in this team. If they see something there, I'm going to give him a chance. That doesn't mean by week three, if he's not playing poorly, you're not going to see me calling it out. Cause you know, I'm honest. I put it out there. Right. So, but as of right now, looking at the schedule, it's not really bad. And if Michael Thomas comes back healthy and everybody else, you know, Kamara has been crazy online with his offseason training, which he always is every year, but he's a freak of nature. I don't think he knows what the word offseason means, to be honest with you, which is why he's so good at his position. And he's, you know, such a great player because he is committed 110%, 365. I mean, like there is no offseason for him, which is just nuts. But, you know, I like the schedule.
Yeah, he has to keep it going. I think the schedule looks good. Again, let's just see. Training camp will be here before we know it.
And I know, so exciting.
Discussions, you know. But
so exciting.
I do have a couple.
It falls at a bad time, though. It really does, because we have too much other things going on in the city.
Yeah. You know what? I tell you, we're at that little bit of a lull, and it's a good time for it. You know, in terms of sports, we've just gotten past the end of Pelican season. It was disappointing, but I think there's a lot of hope for the future. We still have what I think is one of, if not the best player in the league on this team and is happy to be here. We had the Zurich Classic last month, which I just want to say was a massive success once again. And I think we're going to see that event get bigger and bigger. That team format that's happening here in New Orleans every year. It's the only team event on the PGA Tour. It is exciting. It is a lot of fun for both the golfers and the spectators. Book a trip to that 1 year. And then finally, the NOLA Gold are still in action. They'll be playing again this weekend, the 22nd, at home. Hogs for the Cause is going to be out there before the game, raising some money there as well. We talked about them earlier in the show. But just that, those other sports notes that are still kind of happening around town, go see some live music, check out the live wire, stream some music if you have to. I'm telling you, this city is coming back, and it feels so good.
Yes, it does. And of course, you can always check us out on social media. We will be posting any events, any changes in scheduling as time goes on. And if there's something that we haven't talked about that we've missed, because I know we've covered a lot of events here, definitely hit me up and let me know. Want to promote it online, talk about it on the show, because that's what we're here for. There's so many great things going on in New Orleans. We've got, like I mentioned before, some awesome guests coming up on the show. Jeff briefly mentioned Robin Barnes. She's going to be on the show next month. I'm super excited about that. And we have some other surprise guests that are going to be coming up. So, I mean, it's an exciting time, not only in New Orleans, but for Flourish Truly. This was our plan since day one, since we launched last February, and we're finally getting that vision to come to life. So I am super excited. And, I think it's going to be a wonderful time for New Orleans. Start planning your trips. But, I mean, of course, again, I have to say this, do it safely. Make sure if you're not getting vaccines, wear your mask. Places are still social distancing. Make sure you call, check reservations, come to New Orleans. We're open. We're ready. We want you here. Come and enjoy the city as much as we love it ourselves, and hit us up if you need suggestions. I am Tina at The NOLA Girl on Instagram and Twitter. And you can catch us on Facebook, Flourish Truly Podcast, as well as Flourish Truly Podcast on Instagram and Flourish Truly Pod on Twitter. And then you can hit my awesome co-host Jeff up on Twitter as well. Tell everybody where they can find you, Jeff.
I'm on the Twitter sphere at the NOLA Rola. That's how you find me. And of course, you can get me on Facebook, Jeff Momus. That's M-A-U-M, as in Michael, U-S. You find me there as well. Or just comment on or ask a question on the Flourish Truly Facebook page. And chances are, I'm going to answer back in lightning time.
Yes, Jeff is our Facebook rock star, as I am the Twitter rock star. But thank y'all again for joining us on Flourish Truly. And y'all stay safe, and we will see you next week. NOLA is rolling, baby.
Keep it coming.
At Acuity Insurance, we believe the things you do for your business every day are nothing short of heroic. And you deserve someone equally heroic to protect them. Like the breaking ground on new construction things, the every box and barcode matters things, and the driving the family business forward things. We put our all into covering your business so you can focus on the things you love most. That's the power of heart. Acuity Insurance, wholeheartedly for you.
Now serving B24 at DMV window number 7.
Okay, Jim, we're next in line.
Perfect, Jim. Things are going very smoothly.
You remembered the cell phone bill?
Yes, and the birth certificate.
Nice. We'll have a real ID in no time.
That's right. Ready to fly to Carla's graduation and then the big game.
Real great work, Jim.
You too, Jim.
Excuse me, are you talking to yourself?
Now serving B25 at window number 10.
That's our cue, Jim. Excuse us.
Talk yourself into real ID readiness by May 3rd, 2023. Make a plan at dhs.gov/realid.